From the mean streets of Essex, England, to your phones and smart speakers around the world, this is The Daily What.
Hello there, this is The Daily What, The Weekly What, whatever you want to call it. It's The Daily What, it has a better ring to it when you call it The Daily What. I am Matt. Today I wanted to come on here and say a couple of things in the news today that bothered me. I want to talk about them. Conscription was one of them. I think they're the only one, actually, but I have enough to rant about with that. Also, I would have come on and play a little teaser for the Patreon that we recorded last Sunday that's out for everybody that's got Patreon. Everyone on Patreon's probably already heard it. I got a few-minute clip of the 9/11 deep dive that we did, myself, Lee, and Amelia. 2 hours of deep diving, and we probably could have done 3, to be honest. Like, once I'd recorded it, I thought, oh, shit, I didn't talk about that. I didn't talk about this. But we covered lots of the theories from, obviously, the usual stance of the cast of What or the Daily What, whatever you want to call it.
There's no bias.
Which is what you have to do. And I'm going to get more into that as the show goes on today. Because a few people have fed back. A few people that have listened to that show have fed back. And I want to address the feedback and the concerns and why we do explain again why we do things the way we do, me in particular. You know, other people appear on this show, but you know, it's I lead these opinions, and other people are welcome to disagree with me. That's absolutely fine, but that's the way it goes. So before I talk about the feedback and before I discuss the show that we did on the Patreon, www.patreon.com/whatcast with a K, if you want to listen to it, or you can go onto Spotify and just look up Whatcast Patreon and subscribe that way. Not only you got that one, you got the deep dives. For over a year now, we've been doing one deep dive a month, 2 hour shows. We've done Madeleine McCann, great deep dive, that one. Jill Dando, fantastic deep dive. I'm not just bigging myself up, those two were really good deep dives. We've got the 7/7 bombings on there. We had H.H. Holmes a couple of months ago, the Jack the Ripper stuff. We've had some true crime on there. Oh my God, I've forgotten what we've done. Sandy Hook's on there. Wow, there's at least 12-14 deep dives on there so far, plus probably approaching 200 shows in general with backstage stuff, before and after show stuff. Hate of the Week now goes on there. There's so much stuff on there now, so it's peanuts to get over there and support, mainly to support us, to support the show, to show us that you support Whatcast for peanuts a month, for all that extra content, and to keep us going here when all the rest of the time when we don't even ask for anything, unless you want to go buymeacoffee.com/whatcast, in which case I'll appreciate that too. But before we go any further, then I'll play you a little clip. It's only a few minutes, a bit of a taster for what the show was about. And then I will address some of the feedback we've had so far before moving on to other things. I'm hoping this just plays straight. I've never done this before. I'm videoing this. This is probably going to go out on Rumble. It will not go out on YouTube because it has 9/11 on it. You're not allowed. So I will click this and hopefully it'll be heard on the video version. It will definitely be heard on the audio version. Let's go.
It's just reminded me of this. It was 7/7 bombings in London.
Yeah.
And 9/11. Both events on the day of the event was holding a drill.
A drill, yeah.
In the event of what we would do if this event happened. The event in New York was planes hitting the Twin Towers. And in London, it was those specific stations being bombed.
Yeah.
So either Nostradamus is doing these drills or something's up.
Yeah.
There's a Boston bombing too. There was supposed to be...
The Boston bombing was another one, and they didn't know. And it causes mass confusion. Now, this is a extreme coincidence, or it's weird, isn't it? Apologies if anybody knows anyone on Flight 93, but I think that story was bullshit. That was like the feel-good America fighting back. We took on the terrorists and crashed a plane to save lives.
Yeah.
God bless America.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. Like, I don't know what... First of all, this is what I don't believe. I don't believe if, I don't know me in that situation, but I don't believe that if I'm on a plane that I know is going to crash or that there's imminent, that they're going to, no, it's not going to be a good outcome. Yeah. That I would be that scared of box cutters.
No, I wouldn't be.
To not try and do something.
I would rather have half a chance than no chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because as you're descending.
If they're descending rapidly and they haven't had the chance to lose speed, but then what they're saying is, why are they not falling apart though?
Yeah.
But there's a pressure gradient from the earth gets weaker and weaker, lower and lower density as you get higher and higher and higher. So that's why planes fly so high, because there's less resistance. So when you're nearer to the ground, you can't go as fast. But if, as you say, if you're descending rapidly, you'll maintain that speed. And if you only have to get a short distance at that speed, maybe the plane would hold up for that period of time. It's the only explanation, because this is obviously true, because it is true. Otherwise, planes wouldn't go 30,000 feet to fly, would they?
But then that brings the argument of the Pentagon plane. How was it going at that speed?
The same.
Literally.
That's why I'm bringing it up. That was about the tower, but it's the same, because they're saying the Pentagon plane flew basically along the road.
Yeah.
Right, there you go then. Hopefully if that came up on the video, I'll check it before I post it. And if it didn't, then absolutely it will not go out. But I know everybody on audio heard that. So that was a little teaser then. That was just a few of the topics, a few of the conspiracy theories that people talk about and have spoke about at length for the last sort of 20-odd years about this event. Now, we've done some shows in the past with a guy called Adam Fitzgerald, who is an actual, he's not a "do you need that" person. He's an actual researcher of this topic, and it's his life's work. And he's researched it since it happened. And he has documentation. He has interviewed loads of people. He has spoke to eyewitnesses. He has spoken to military people, fire people. He's got documents. He's got receipts for everything from start to finish. He's got his own theories. He doesn't believe the official story, but he doesn't believe... some of the other such things like the no planes theory, which we didn't really get into that much. We kind of touched on, but we didn't get into the things that other people were saying it was instead of planes, other than the Pentagon. We covered that quite heavily and the collapse of the buildings, etc. We'd covered loads. But when you feel, and I'm thinking back, I'm like, wow, did we miss this? Did we miss that? But I don't think we missed too much. We probably could have elaborated more on other things, but then you've only got a couple of hours to do it. But I was of the opinion of a lot of people until me and Lee put a show out, and Adam responded to our show and was disputing things that we'd said. Well, who the fuck is this bloke? And then we realised how well read he was on the whole topic. And he's an absolute nobody. He's got no... affiliation with anybody. He hates both political parties in America. He isn't pro anybody. And he had his own opinions on it, and based on fact that he'd found, right? So he had him on, and he successfully, because you need to be open-minded about conspiracies. If you're a truther, which a lot of people call themselves, you need to listen to both sides of every story. So I've got a bit of feedback here. So I've got, first of all, I won't really go into it too much with Del Boy. So Del Boy sent me a picture of a plane. So I'm assuming he disagrees with, or doesn't think we went far enough with some of the things we're saying. Because with these deep dive shows, what really frustrates me about the world, and especially the internet at the moment, is everybody wants an echo chamber, and they're so bad. You don't find any truth in an echo chamber. You only find, it's confirmation bias, they call it. So all you're looking for is your opinion to be reinforced by people that you would think you could have got credibility. Oh, look, this person with credibility is reinforcing what I believe, therefore I am right. But there's different opinions to different things. I've seen different architects talking about different things on 9/11 to the point that am smart enough to know that I don't know fuck all. Like that's a problem people have these days, that they don't know what they don't know. And to talk like an expert because you've watched a couple of films is quite frustrating and not helpful. I'll go into it here. Lewis Parker, good guy, Lewis Parker, helpful, gives me lots of, he gave me lots of things to look at with it for this show. And he sent me a lot of stuff now. Obviously refuting things we've said because it wasn't 100% what he thinks. And this is a problem. Everyone's looking for creators that will just affirm their position. They're not interested in hearing anything else. So Lee, wasn't aware of this, but Lee obviously watched the documentary and it went into great detail about how it would be possible for those buildings to fall. I mean, if you go to patreon.com/whatcast and you hear the whole explanation, Lee, I was very impressed. He spoke for minutes, like 5, 6, 7 minutes about this and what they'd explained it. And how it would be possible. So Lewis has sent me a load of videos here, and then he's put, sorry for not responding to you, Lewis. Like, I just thought I'd respond on the show to this kind of stuff, because otherwise, like, then people get to hear it. I can put the show out. So it says it's giving me videos of a plane getting its wing knocked off by a wooden telephone pole, then a video. And then, like, he's writing, a wooden telephone pole snaps this plane in half. His plane, I'm sure he's saying wing. Yeah, he corrects it. Now imagine that telephone pole is made of steel. Now imagine there's dozens of them. Do you honestly think the tip of that aluminium wing was able to slice through 150 foot of steel girders? Come on, Matt. That's physically impossible. No, I don't think that, Lewis. I've never thought that. Nobody ever claimed that. You're just building a straw man to be correct. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. You've got your opinions, and I'm not saying your opinions might all be fucking right, as far as I know. But don't say that we've claimed things we didn't claim. I've never said that I thought a wing sliced through steel. I don't think anybody has claimed that a wing sliced through steel. People say it went into the building and the outside of the building was quite soft concrete, wasn't it? I mean, I don't know. But no one's saying it sliced steel in half. Nobody, to my knowledge, if anybody's saying that those wings, if I'm wrong and people are saying that those wings sliced steel in half, then they're a fucking idiot, because they clearly didn't, right? Even going at that speed. I've never claimed that. And then he says, they say that jet fuel was hot enough to bend the steel. Yeah, a woman called Edna was famously photographed in the impact zone of the plane. How do we know what her name is? Did she survive? And he's put plane in inverted commas. So I'm assuming, and I kind of get from Lewis that he doesn't think there were planes, which I'll get to in a minute. For a full hour until the building collapsed. Edna wouldn't have been able to survive the sheer heat of the jet fuel for that long. This proves, caps, that there can't have been any jet fuel, else she would have perished instantly. Are you actually saying, like, let me just, you know, because this is why you have to have open dialogue about it. And I'll say this now to you, Lewis. You are more than welcome to come on the show, and I'll get Adam on, and you can hit him with your devastating evidence and see how you do. Because we had someone do that before. This is why I'm doing this, because there was a guy called Ben, and I had this exact thing, basically calling us wankers. You have done a terrible job of doing this. If I did, and he came on and got annihilated in the debate. And admitted that he did with Adam. But you've sent pictures of this Edna, and there's smoke bellowing out. So you can see there was a fire in there. So fires are hot anyway. So the jet fuel thing, you're saying there wasn't jet fuel. So I'm assuming you're saying there wasn't jets. So there wasn't planes. So is your theory that you just think there was explosions in the building? In which case, how did Edna survive the explosion? It's blown out the side of the you're not going to dispute the fact that the entire side of the building has been blown out at an angle that kind of looks like something long has hit it, because it clearly, that's what the picture that you've sent me shows, right, with this lady there. So how do you explain that? And with the no planes theory, I don't want to go on to it. I'm not being condescending or anything, like, because I don't know, right? But what I'm saying is, I've looked. It irritates me when people speak to me like this, like I have never looked at this, like I haven't ever seen any of this evidence before. I have, and I believed it all. And then I spoke to people, and I made a podcast, and I researched properly, not just some videos, and I saw another point of view. Whether that other point of view is right, or whether what I originally thought when I saw this stuff is right, is not clear in my mind. But you can't just basically call people wankers and stupid. Which, remember, Lewis, remember you did that before to me about flat Earth, about the rotation of the globe, that I'm some sort of idiot for thinking that that's what happens and you're going to correct me. And then I showed you. And you had to concede the point, right? And that's what, and you didn't have an open mind to that, and you still couldn't grasp it even when I showed you it. And then he's wrote, we are supposed to believe that right behind her, jet fuel is burning at a temperature that is melting the steel girders behind her, yet she is able to survive the heat. Again, Lee didn't say that the steel girders melted. He said they destabilized them, they softened them to the point that it could collapse. Right, nobody's saying they melted through. Nobody's saying the wings sliced through the steel girders. If people are saying that, there's no way those wings sliced through steel girders to me. And, you know, to address, I think it was Del Boy that said that a bird hit this plane, look at the damage it's done, and there's no way that could slice through it. Like, but people are acting like this, that there was ever a claim that this plane sliced through the entire building and came out the other side. The explosion came out the other side. With the jet, like you're saying, there wasn't jet fuel. So you're saying planes didn't hit those buildings, is I guess what you're saying. And in which case, those planes took off that day. I've watched the entire day. Back in the day, I've watched the entire day of air traffic control tracking those planes from takeoff to where they ended up, which was where they said they ended up, and all confused. And I spoke about this on the show. So if those planes took off, where did they go? Where did the people go? Were they just all lying and the families were all lying and nobody, like, based on, if you do believe that, I'd like to know what the evidence is to suggest that those people didn't exist and that their families was all lying, or their families didn't exist and they just made them up. There was definitely some anonymies with that. That I thought back in the day, like I couldn't explain. But where did they go? Like, what was the point? What would be the point of pretending a plane crashed in a field? Like, I don't understand. This is my biggest problem with it. Why? Like, were all the eyewitnesses lying? Everybody that said they saw a plane. What about the video that was live of the people doing the day with the firemen, the two French guys? And they looked up because they heard the plane, and you see him look up at the plane right above his head and then watch it go into the building. You see it from ground level. Now, is that just going to be a flat earth thing? Or are you going to explain what that was? Because that wasn't an explosion in the building. That was, he looked up, watched a plane. He heard a plane and watched the plane go into the building. The Pentagon is shady as fuck for me, and I've always said that. I've always said I don't believe the story behind the Flight 93 either, and that I'm suspicious of the collapse. But you're not allowed to, like, you're not allowed to have any nuance to it. This is what bugs me about this sort of stuff. Like, people just want to hear their opinion affirmed, And I will always look at all angles of everything. Like, that is why I enjoy doing this podcast, because you can look at everything without, like, I don't have a dog in any fight. I say to people, just don't believe me. Like, with flat earth, oh yeah, you must be anti-flat. No, it's just drivel. So I call it how I see it. And the same with this, I don't know what I think. I've went into detail on the podcast about the fucking weirdness of the drills all on the same day. That was weird as fuck. There probably was some fuckery involved here. But when people start going to no planes theories and stuff and using this bird standing in this hole, well, where the hole come from? If the explosion happened inside the building, why would it blow a hole out that shape out of the side of the building? Unless it was a missile, are you suggesting it's a missile? That's more believable than no planes or no nothing. But then people, surely somebody would have seen a missile. I don't know, right? But and then you talk about Larry Silverstein, I believe, talking about, or at a quote, I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. And I said, you know, we've had such a terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is to pull it. And they made the decision to pull, and we watched the building collapse. How did they pull it? Like, I've seen Mark Roberts back in the day on YouTube, when you was allowed to watch all this stuff, absolutely annihilate Alex Jones on that exact quote. And Alex Jones just stood there like a gibbering fat piece of shit mess trying to explain it, because it was taken completely out of context. And then you've wrote case closed. Like, case closed if you only look at half of the case. This is my point, right? Pull it how? So are you suggesting that he's half lied and said that it was fires when there wasn't? Now, I don't know how Building 7 came down or why it came down in fires. I find it weird. I've said so. I don't understand why. But are you suggesting that someone went in there and created a controlled demolition amid all the fires and all the chaos on that day? Or are you saying that they did it, that done it before, and then he just told the public that he was going to pull the building, like all of these buildings have got a controlled demolition ready to go in them, and we're just going to press that one? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense that they would say that. It doesn't make any sense that they'd be able to do that. That any of the workers would have seen that happening. If they were setting it up for a demolition, people would know. Like, you can't just do this shit. You can't just go into buildings that people work every single day and set them up for a demolition and nobody notices. Like, yeah, I don't know, right? But I'm just saying, like, to be that cut and dry about it, and I'm not having a go at you. I'm not having a go at anybody. And I've had feedback from quite a few people talking about, like, and I do, and it's not just this, from a lot of the Patreon shows, because I want to call it fair, and I want to say, you know, there's this, but it could be this. But then this is suspicious, but then it could be just this. Like, because I'd like to do things that way, it seems to annoy people. But you feel like you're getting condescended to. Like, if there's experts out there that can tell these stories better with all the evidence, make a podcast. Or come on this one and present your evidence. Bring forth your evidence. All of these things. Still looking for flat earthers with the balls to do it, despite threats. People will jump on my TikTok. Well, people won't even do that anymore. They won't come on there, and because they know I'm not, my ego. If you haven't got an ego in the game, they don't know where to go with you, these people, because they don't have evidence. They're just trying to hurt your feelings, and I couldn't give two fucks about that. But anyway, that's my rebuttal to the claims. That was mainly from Lewis, because I'm not picking on you, Lewis, but you wrote the most to me, and everyone else that fed back about that show has said similar to what you've said. So I'm just asking people what they actually think happened, because it's very easy to say that was obviously that there was no planes. So where did they go? Where were the planes? How did they pull the building? How did that collapse? Then you tell me what they did, because everyone's just, when you ask people these questions, they try to mock. What, you really believe that they did that? Because they haven't got the answer for what you're asking them, which is funny. Anyway, I went on about that for longer than I thought I would, but then you wrote quite a lot. But anyways, thanks for listening, people. Thanks for the support over on there. Whether you agree with it or you don't agree with it, the show was good at least. At least admit the show was a good show and we spoke about as much as what we could speak about. And if you've got any suggestions, if you're on the Patreon, you've got any suggestions for shows that you'd like us to cover and you want to send some stuff, we'll look into it. I think we're doing David Icke in February. All of his theories, we're going to look for all of them from an unbiased point of view, whether there's any credibility to them or not. Probably get another load of shit from people for that as well, but it is what it is. That's why we do this, right? So another story that I've noticed today that just going to bring this one up in case anybody is watching this. Public, let's bring this one down it quickly. So it's got here. Where is my page? Is that it down there? So it says public will be called up to fight if UK goes to war. British Army Chief warns. Oh, let me just, I've got to do this quickly for that.
No, mate.
That's what I believe, right? So let's read this article. Says here, the public will be called up to fight if the UK goes to war. The head of the British Army is set to warn. Head of the British Army, go fuck yourself. In fact, if you call me up, I'm going to answer the phone and say,
bouncy balls, mate.
Say that to you. I am not going out or sending my boy or anyone in my family to go fight your bullshit wars. We've failed as politicians. We can't control everybody in the world. So let's send more people's children to die. No, mate, as we might say, knife.
No, mate.
I don't think so.
Got it.
Send Gary if you want. I'm not bothered to send the AIs out there. But is it going to be equal opportunities is what I'm asking here. Is it going to be, is it just going to be the men and the boys that go? Or because we're all equal and everyone's as good and women are just as hard as men these days, apparently, according to every single film I watch when women beat up men 15 times their size handily whilst on the phone to someone. Are we going to send women to war now? Or do they get the pass again? Because if they get the pass again, I am going to identify as one. Because I am what I say I am. And my son can also be a female. Until the war's over, then we'll decide we're going to go back. Or we'll be a cat or something like that. I'll change gender and become something else just to avoid war. Because I don't mind fighting for my country. Oh, king and country, Lord Saviour. Ah, fuck off. I don't mind fighting for my country. I'm not unpatriotical, though. There's an invasion that happens from into Dover every fucking day and nobody seems to care. Those people don't have our best interests at heart, but you're frowned upon if you say anything about it. So those are the borders that are being invaded. But if we did get invaded by a foreign military, I would fight to keep my country because it's when you hear about people talking about budgets, that's the defence budget. They spend X amount on defence. So why is our defence always attack? Like, we don't defend. Nobody ever comes here. We don't need to defend anything. And we don't need to be anywhere. There's so much technology in the world now that we can be anywhere we want in seconds via a missile of some description. Or a drone. We don't need to be anywhere. We don't need boots on the ground doing anything. This is just bullshit. They've told us in the week now, because WEF, obviously, this week. So they've told us in the week now that we'll be at war probably within the next 10 to 20 years. NATO will be at war. Ukraine isn't in NATO, so it defeats the whole point of NATO. With any luck, Trump will get in and withdraw the US from NATO, making them obsolete anyway. Because when he was in last time, they was gearing up for war with Russia, and he put the brakes on that for 4 years. And then now the election's coming back around again. They are running headfirst towards it. And suddenly, where has all this come from? This war's been going on for ages. Suddenly, we've got to gear up for war now. And you heard it from, I think it was Poland or something the other day, talking about they've got to get ready for war. And now we've got to get ready for war. Everyone's got to ready themselves for war. No, mate. Not readying myself for war. If I ever do, like, learn to fly a plane, go over Russia, I will be saying this.
Dasko bam, bam, boo, boo.
When I dropped a bomb. But It will never happen because I don't feel motivated to fight for these fouled politicians that will be sitting in a bunker whilst I'm risking my life so everyone can, when I come home traumatised with post-traumatic stress disorder, I could be left to be homeless like everybody else while we're feeding the dinghies at Dover. No, mate. Not interested in fighting for this fucked up country. Not interested in defending these fouled politicians that go warmongering around the world all the time, attacking everybody, calling it defence. Oh, we're defence. Let's go to Afghanistan and attack them in the name of defence. They're nowhere near us, are they? What are we doing now? Why have we got bases all over the world? Why has America got military bases all over the world? But if anyone builds one anywhere near them, they're aggressive. Need to be defended against. It's all bollocks. People weren't bright enough to figure this out in the 40s and 30s and stuff. But now it's like, what the fuck? Like, and if you want to end the war immediately, if you go, oh, the king says we got to go. The king, like anyone gives a shit about this prick. If the king wants me to go fight, why don't the king just take one of his sausage fingers off of his hand and launch it towards Russia? That'll end the war pretty fucking quick. When that lump of slabber, mate, lands in the middle of the country, it'll wipe it all out. It's worse than a nuke, that fucking sausage. Chuck that at them. End it immediately, right? That's my opinion. So that was a bit of one of these. Actually, I'm going to say this to King Charles.
You unbelievable clown.
What do you think of unbelievable clown Charles Wildstone Raider? What do you think about him? I'm going to try and find this little clip now. The fuck's it gone? I've got Wildstone Raider. I've got too many clips on there. I really need to get these. What about this one?
You useless, spatty little cunt.
That's what we think about Charles, don't we? Let's remove this off. So I go to a gym, and my gym membership gives me membership to other gyms in the area. But I always go to the biggest gym because it's got a pool and all that sort of stuff, right? So the other day, there was a gym closer to me that's smaller, so I don't very often use it, but I was meeting my mum to take her up to my son's school because he was working in a cafe as work experience type thing, so if we thought we'd pop and see him, so I thought I'll go to one close to her, pick her up, and I'll get a quick workout in. I've gone down there, and you realize like how miserable I am and how I can't be bothered to do anything that I didn't plan on doing before. So I've walked in there and I thought, right, I've got an hour now, I can get an half hour workout, a bit of a shower, get dressed, get in the car, drive around the corner, pick her up, get to Wickford, get up the road, right? So where we was going. And I've got changed, got in the gym, walked upstairs to the actual cardio place, walked around the corner and see someone I knew immediately. Good guy. I've not seen him for a while. Used to work with him, retired due to ill health, sitting there on a bike. So I'm like, hello, mate. And I said to him, look, good to see ya. Got a workout. Catch you another time if I can. Just got to get a workout in because I'm in a bit of a rush. No problem. Had a quick chat, got on a bike. I got on my cross trainer, done my workout, whatever. And I'm thinking, right, that was all right. Like, feel a bit rude, but I've got to, get on with my workout. Nothing against this guy. I've finished my workout. Time's getting on a bit now. Fuck me, because I had a 5-minute chat with him. Leaving that, so I've seen someone from school years ago at school, not seen him for years, working out. Hello, Matt. I was like, Alex, good to see ya. Can't stop. Got to go. Really busy. If I come down here again, I'll have a chat with you. Yeah, no problem. Blah, 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 blah. Gone downstairs to the changing rooms. Gone in the changing rooms. No one in the changing rooms. Thought, right, because they've got a communal shower in there, which is weird, right? I thought, I'll jump in the shower, but there's no one else down there, so that's good. Went round the corner to where my locker was. There's someone next to me on the locker. The locker next to me, of all the lockers, hundreds of lockers, the one next to me is someone's changing and in my way. And he looked at me and went, you're Matt, aren't you? I thought, oh, fuck me. Has he listened to this podcast? I don't know. And I goes, yep. And he goes, yeah, I remember you from Better Gym. Because I've always been to gym. I go to all the gyms. I've always joined all gyms. I've always been a member of gyms. I'm known in gyms around there, right? And I went, yeah, that's right. And I thought, I do recognise him. And he, yeah, it's good to see a friendly face. I thought, well, where's that then? Because it ain't here. It's not mine. My face is looking at you like, fuck off. I don't mind speaking to other people that I know, but like, you're just someone that recognises me. I'm in a hurry. So I goes, yeah, I've got to get going. I'm going to have a shower and I've got to meet my mum. Yeah, do you still go to bed? I said, shut! So no. And he goes, yeah, it's closed in the summer. I used to do it. And I think, I really don't give a fuck about your lifestyle. You're about 90. You're about 100 stone. Like, I've just seen your workout. Like, you're barely moving. I don't know what you're doing here. You've got no teeth. Not that, that matters. I don't want being discriminatory against teeth. But he just taught me. And I thought, why me? Like, and I said, mate, I'm going to jump in the shower. I'll catch up with you another time. Yeah, no problem. So I've gone out of the shower and I got out. It was no big deal, but I just about made it. But it's like, whenever you don't want to be bothered by people, everybody bothers you. And then I've been thinking of joining a gym around the corner. It's like a more of a health spa fitness club type posh things. Double the price what I already pay for the one I go to, but I can use numerous ones where I am. So there's pros and cons to it. It's got a pool that you can use all the time rather than just really when the fucking schools ain't in and all that shit. And I've noticed it's got a bar in there and all the like saunas and, you know, steam rooms and all this mod con equipment in there. But I've noticed about, like, I've been down there, I've got a few day passes just to kind of like, they're trying to sell it to me. So I go down there, have a bit of a swim and stuff. But everyone, it's one of them ones that everyone seems to know each other, which is my idea of hell. Like, I don't want people knowing me. Like, I really realised when I was at the other gym that people saying hello to me, it's just annoying. Like, I just want to go to the gym, work out and go home. Like, I don't want to stand and chat with people, right? So everyone's there. They all know each other's first name. They greet you at reception to go and try and give you the special experience, which I don't want. And they're all doing this stuff. And I just thought, this is like a cult. Like, and I've been to places like Bannatyne's and other gyms where everyone's walking around in like Bannatyne's robes and stuff. Like, they've had a massage and they're just strolling around in flip-flops and a robe. All weird. It's all weird to me. Yeah, so like it's my kind of hell to be in places like that where people know you, greet you, talk to you, give you the time of day. Like, am I alone with this? Like, when we go out, like, I'm happy in my house just with my family and talking to people I choose when I want to. I don't really want nothing to do with it. When I go out to work out, I'm going out to work. I'm not going out to socialise. I've got mates, not many, through choice. Because they're annoying. But I've got mates when I want them. Like, if I want to go out for a drink, I can go out for a drink. But when you go and it's like, I don't want to make no mates. I don't want to talk about my fitness with people. Like, the way they stand there and talk, yes, what have you been up to today then? Oh, well, I've done this. Oh, yes, I've got my cardio doing this and I've done this. Well, where are you up to on the resistance? Oh, I don't give a fuck. Or they do classes and they've got hairdressers down there and all this other shit. And I literally cannot be arsed with any of it. So I probably won't be joining. I'll use up all my day passes, but it's not really me. Am I weird? Like, is anyone here a member? Is anyone listening a member of a health club or a spa or anything like that? And they go there and it's like they try to avoid certain people because they keep talking to them. Like, I've never been one to talk. I put a towel around, like I bumped into a mate the other day at the other gym, someone I used to like be mate, proper mates with. And he said to me, there's one thing, he said, I've seen you down there before, because first time I spoke, he said, I've seen you down there before, but you're going for it on the cross trainer with your towel around your neck. And if I know anything about you, is to not bother you when you're doing something. And I'm like, spot on, don't do that. But yeah, he talks to me a bit down there now, so... I don't know, but I don't want nothing to do with anybody. I just like to work out me. Anyway, I thought I'd just get that bit of a moaning at the end, a bit of a hate of the week, that one. Cheers for listening today. Don't take anything personal about any feedback that I've given. If you've sent me stuff, especially poor Lewis, don't mean to attack you about anything, Lewis, but I'm just, it's like, it blows my mind when nuance blows people's mind. Like, when looking at all angles of the thing blows someone's mind, that blows my mind, because that just shows me that people haven't looked at all angles, and I wonder why they haven't. It doesn't make sense not to. It doesn't make sense to just believe everything you're told without question, ever. Anyway. Right, anyway, thanks for listening today. I have been Matt. This is a Daily What. Oh, please subscribe. Go check out the Patreon. Listen to the entire fucking show that I've been talking about all show. The 9/11 deep dive. We cover loads on that. patreon.com/whatcast, or just go through Spotify to Whatcast Patreon and go through it that way. And the Daily What, this is going out again on the Whatcast, and the Daily What's going out on both. But go subscribe, go follow the Daily What, because there will be some shows that I do from the car or whatever when I'm out and about, if I'm not in the studio, that will be going over on just on the other one. It won't be on this one. And there's some gems in there. If you go, look, there's hundreds of shows on there from the past few years that I randomly, sporadically make these shows. And, you know, if you like this sort of stuff, you're missing out by not being there. And people just don't seem to get it, which is also fucking weird. Still to this day, I mention it all the time and people still message me, where's the rest of the Daily What's, I can't find them. I don't know. And that's why I just put the big ones, I just put up on the podcast, because it's easier, and then it goes to the audience. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. Cheers. And I'll catch you next time. Adios for now.
You have been listening to The Daily What. Follow on social media at Whatcast with a K. And listen to The Daily What and Whatcast wherever you get your podcasts.